systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Monday, June 28th, 2001, and my name's Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And I'm firing on all fours.
Apparently. Are you? What's up, Sean?
What up?
Oh, thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 367, the Monday Night Show. It's Monday Fun Day.
Monday Fun Day.
Need I remind you all?
Oh, boy. We're having fun, I'll tell you what.
Every Monday on the Jam Hole is Monday Fun Day.
I've been having so much fun all week.
Oh, my God. How have you been, Dana, since we've last seen you? When did we last see you?
Pretty much when I wanted to kill myself.
Okay,
about,
that was
right
fun.
About then.
You may be familiar with her work all over Facebook and Twitter.
They were my posters. Shove it up your ass, okay?
I wasn't even talking about that. I was just talking about all the posts. Like, I'm going to just go lay down and never wake up. I was like, am I reading Sean's Facebook or is this Dana's? Weird.
Oh.
Yeah. I was really sad. Still kind of am, but I'm okay. So.
Are you okay?
Lies.
Yeah.
You look better.
I feel I'm doing a lot better
than I was. Sean says lies. What do you think, Sean? Is she doing okay?
I don't want to divulge my thoughts too early in the show.
Oh, please. Save the best for...
I'm going to have to save these pearls of wisdom right here.
For later on.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
But... Oh, I thought there was going to be...
There's no but. I don't want the show to end before it starts.
So. Okay, you don't want her to walk out? Who's going to walk out on this show? Is it going to be me or her? Anyone?
Probably her because she has a bigger heart than you do.
That is true. She does have a bigger heart.
I do.
Which is
a bad thing.
It is sometimes.
It's a bad thing?
It's a very bad thing.
It's a bad thing to care.
It's a very bad thing in today's world
because
to have a heart.
Inside the heart is where the jealousy lives. Gin blossoms. Hey, jealousy.
Hey, jealousy.
Anyway, so I've been great. I actually found a house to rent. So
I read that on your Facebook also.
I am super excited for it.
Again, at first, I thought it was Sean's. I was like, yes, thank you. And then I was like, oh, no, this one's Dana's.
Yeah, no, I found a house to rent. It's like right smack dab in the middle of town, which is perfect.
Nice.
Walking distance to work.
You can finally sell that car of yours that's just bleeding money left and right.
I'll probably keep it or sell it to my brother, one or the other.
Right.
But yeah, it's fucking awesome. Rent's uber cheap, and I don't know. I'm super excited. I get to move in after the 9th.
And who's your roommate at this new place?
Ryan. Oh, excuse my face.
You guys remember Ryan from Aussie Palooza, that big Depot Park show we stream live for like 10 fucking hours?
Alzheimer's Palooza?
What?
Alzheimer's Palooza, the Alzheimer's thing?
Yeah. That's Ryan.
I remember that.
Yeah. Were you there?
No. Oh, like, I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
There are pictures on my Facebook and your Facebook and all that of the Aussie Palooza show. And you can see him. He's a really big dude.
Yeah.
He's been on
the podcast before. Way back in the day, he was the salt guy, Ryan. Not our new salt guy, Ryan, who was at the 250 show. But big Ryan. Big dumb Ryan. He talked to us about that dude that got killed and the counter-assault bear spray conspiracy and all that. But
yeah.
If you guys remember that, that's who she's talking about.
So yeah, he's really reliable. He's being a full-time student right now. And he gets good cash and stuff from, you know, his loans and... Not really loans, but Pell Grants or whatever.
Right.
So he's got rent all paid up right now. And basically what I'm going to do for rent is pay to have the place fixed up and make sure there's food in the house and cook
for everybody
right now.
Are you going to pay Sean to fix up the house?
No, I will be doing that myself.
I hear he needs a job.
Yeah, I got that covered.
As I continuously remind you, Matt, I have a job.
I thought you were just doing that until something else like came like full time.
Yeah, but it's a job and it'll last me a while.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, I jerk myself off every morning and give it a hand job. That's a job. I have two jobs if you want to make you know.
Well, if you knew anything about construction.
No, I actually.
Every job ends at some point.
You
have to find a new job eventually.
I studied extra hard in school so that I would never have to know anything about digging ditches, working fast food, or doing construction.
Now, hold on. I'm not a laborer or a fucking burger flipper. I'm a carpenter, damn it.
I recognize the skills.
Anyway, so it's really
as you
awesome.
Can see of how awesome of a job he did on our kitchen drawer.
I'm getting to it. I fix shit all day made out of wood. I don't like to do it when I come home.
I don't do carpentry. I'm good at breaking things, not fixing them.
You got a pretty mean left hook, too. That wall, man. I went outside and the wall was like crying, two black eyes.
Still got my skin on it.
I know. It's disgusting, by the
way.
That's
pretty hot, huh?
So you
just imagine if that was your head.
That never would have been my head because... If I was a wall, I
if
wouldn't
that happened,
move.
If that
quick.
Happened, it would have been bad.
I'm quick.
Anyway, so...
So last we saw you, you were shredding posters off the wall and punching the wall outside.
Yeah.
And then that was it. You were going to do the Friday show, but then you decided against it because it was, what, too soon? You were just too emotional?
Yeah. Like Sean said, I have a heart.
And then you texted me last night and you're like...
A small one, but it's there.
You're it's like, there. I think I'm ready to do the show.
Yeah.
So what happened? You had a change
of... This show, I've been doing it for over a year now.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it longer than Brayden did.
Yeah.
It's become a part of my life. And I love all of our fans.
It will do that.
I love all of our fans. I love making people laugh. I like doing it. And just because of our petty bullshit, I'm not going to stop it. So.
Well, that's good. I didn't think you'd be able to get past that, honestly.
I am an adult.
I thought we'd seen the last. When you threw the jam hole necklace at me, that was yours. I thought that was the end of it.
Well, hold on now. I mean, she clearly isn't over everything.
Well, clearly.
I mean,
but
anybody with any sort of intelligence can see that.
Right. She's over it enough to be able to come back and hang out and talk
I've
to us.
Clearly
my
not.
Shit together.
Clearly
no?
not.
No. What do you think, Sean? You see some cracks in the glue?
I'll divulge later.
Is she putting up a front?
No, I wouldn't call it a front.
Is she just being a tough chick?
Maybe.
What do you think?
But she's not a tough chick, no, is she?
She's
right,
a tough
Dana?
Chick. Do you guys want to have a cry?
We cry and hug each other since we're both the sensitive type.
Oh, are you... Okay, so before the show starts, let me give you a little background here behind the Iron Curtain.
No, I want to get...
Dana...
She called me a sensitive faggot, and I got mad.
I do that to anyone who shows their emotions.
See,
to
usually
me.
When she says that
well,
to me,
and that's,
it's like...
And that's why I got mad, really, because, you know...
You thought you could trust
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't you remember when I had an employee call me and try to spill their heart out because his dad was going
through
rough
times? Because you seem like somebody that would give a fuck.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, why do people think that they can just give, you know, later? Because
you're supposed to be a chick.
And then she turns around and comes and talks on the show and makes a bunch of fun of them and then they kill themselves.
Please
do you know why that made me mad, though?
Please don't confide in me to listen to your sob stories because I have plenty of my own and I don't need... Someone else's bullshit
well,
bringing me down too.
When that happens, perfect. do you trade them? No.
No keys.
That is no. Do you trade them sob story for sob story? Do you go blow for blow? If,
sometimes.
If you will?
She
sometimes.
Just thinks about fishing.
I do.
Think about my dreads.
No, let me explain why that made me angry.
Why did that make
and
you
I didn't
angry?
Mean to it, make you
well,
angry.
Well, you know, it wasn't so much you. It's the fact, and, you know, I don't know if you guys know this or not. I'm a little bit of a complex person.
You are very complex.
And I have a lot of complex thoughts and issues. Boy, do I have
you
issues.
You are more than just the sum of your parts, my friend.
So much more that it's a big problem. And that is the problem, is that I feel like I live in a world where intelligence and sensitivity are scoffed at, where it's a
sometimes.
Negative thing.
Do you remember, like, back in school, all the smart kids got picked on and all the dumb kids were cool?
I do.
I pretended to be a dumb kid just to be cool with those kids.
That's what I mean. I'm really good at, like, being a chameleon and pretending.
Well, what
and
happens?
Getting people to like me and things. But deep down, it's like, you know what? They don't get it. They don't see the same thing.
Chuck's Pants says, Lyrical sounds like a queer right now.
I bet. You probably wish, don't you, Chuck Pants? Sounds like a little bit of wishful thinking.
You wanna get into Chuck's Pants?
Are you projecting your negative homosexual fantasies on me or something? You need to stop it, you fag.
Hey, calm down, fags. Okay.
Jesus. Yeah. Faggots, I know I'm a good-looking guy, but calm down.
Now, Sean, you've got to understand that I didn't mean to make you upset or anything. I do consider you to be a pretty darn good friend, especially if, you know, when Matt asked me if it was cool if you living here, I was like, yeah, I trust and like Sean.
Yeah, because Sean's cool.
Yeah.
That's right.
Was it your brother that was going to live here? And I was like, no. Like, we wouldn't let...
Like
there
that.
Was a few people that wanted to live here, and we were like, no.
So, I love you, dude, and I don't want to fucking hurt you. I didn't mean to fucking make you upset. It was just all fun and jokes. I was just fucking with you.
You know who else she loves?
Me still. You?
Me still.
Yeah.
Do you love him more than me?
No.
Okay.
No.
I love you very much. So, anyway, do you want to... You go ahead.
Well,
you know, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Fuck you guys. I was talking about
something. Well, you stopped.
I thought you were done.
Well, I stopped because I got interrupted.
All right, well, go on then.
I'm done.
Okay.
Matt, would you?
So you may be thinking to yourselves, Matt sounds a little better. I went to the clinic, you guys remember, and I got my antibiotics. That didn't work. What ended up working, funny enough, I went to a chiropractor. He said I was massively subluxed. And that was blocking my immune system from doing its job.
Oh, yeah?
So I was like, hey, crack it up. Crack it out. Fix me. And you know what he did?
Huh.
He touched me in a few places. And,
he liked it.
I'm all better.
All right.
And you know how much he charged me? More than the clinic. But that's besides the point. It's a small price to pay to be fixed.
Okay.
That's right. Chuck's Pants says he aligned that spine. That's exactly what he did. And now... My chi, you may also notice my chi flowing much more freely.
All right.
I'm channeling so fresh and
so
clean.
So you're going to apologize to that chiropractor?
No.
No.
Because that's not what fucking happened. You know what happened? I took the antibiotics and, oh my God, I'm better. Look at that. Modern medicine scores another one. Amazing, right?
Right.
That was all bullshit. I ain't go to a fucking car. Come on. Are you fucking kidding me?
You went to a real doctor.
I went to a real, well... Yeah, she was a real doctor.
A nurse practitioner.
Yeah, no, there was doctor, MD on the thing. So I didn't maybe see the doctor. I saw that.
She went to school and decided to not...
Go all the way?
Yeah.
I think she went all the way, but not where she should have. And a little, you know, it's
when
hard.
When they said, I'm going to teach you how to make money, not how to save people. She
right.
was like, no, I kind of want to save people.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go be a real doctor.
Yeah.
That's
no.
okay.
I want to actually help people.
I'll put in my time with actual evidence-based medicine.
And not rape their wallets just for me.
Scientific logic. Hey, where's the subluxation? I don't know.
So anyway, did you miss me?
A little bit.
Was I
little
missed?
A little bit. I mean, you know what I've been eating since you've been gone?
I don't even want to know, dude. I was actually going to offer to cook you dinner tonight if you wanted.
Fucking A. You staying the night tonight?
I don't know.
You want to have some sex tonight?
I don't know. We'll
are, you, are you that over it yet to where you're just ready for biz cash? Just a little sex. Just a couple friends just boning down.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see about that.
Okay.
So anyway.
So what was your... So you came up with a...
plan.
An idea, a plan.
A
is
plan
this your master?
Sorts.
How long have you been thinking about this plan?
3 days.
You seem pretty well thought out.
3 days.
Were you in the mirror, like practicing your speech, like Matt?
No.
I want you, but I also
no.
So what? What's the plan?
My plan is well. First of all, let me just
DJ B373. Pick names without fucking numbers in them, guys. Fuck. DJ B says, give him some booty. Thank you for that.
Anyway, so first off, I have to say that I still love you with
of course.
All of my fucking heart. You're,
I still love you, Tube, with all my heart.
You are the love of my life. Like I wrote in that letter, I really would have married you
and
if you asked me to.
You really would have had my babies.
If you wanted a family.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious.
You wouldn't have just had him just to kill him in front of me?
I didn't say that, but okay. I would have your
I would have had them. for dinner. Okay.
But you understand what I'm saying, though. I love you with all my heart, and you're the only person I could picture myself settling down with and having a family, if I were to actually have a family.
Right. It's me, not the four previous engagements that you were in, right? Like, this one's for real, right?
Well, the previous engagements were all fucking fun and games and stuff. I knew those weren't going to last. You know?
You just went through with it anyway?
The rings were cool, and I pawned them and got some money for them, whatever.
Because in my mind, I hear that from you, and I just think back. I'm like, yeah, me and, like, every... How many times have you been engaged? Like, 5 times? Like,
yeah, but I had never actually told someone that, yes, I love you.
This time she means
That's what I'm saying. Like, so to me, after hearing that, I'm like, okay, but for real, like, I'm the one, right? Not number five, not
number four.
Well,
I've never been in love like this either. It's a different feeling.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Even though I've never asked you to marry me or anything, like, seriously, like, yeah. We've joked around, like, ha ha,
yeah,
here's the gem hole necklace, well, now you're my wife, ha ha ha, now I can beat you, ha ha ha.
And I guess from a previous show, I don't know, I guess you could never see yourself marrying me.
Well,
so.
Because of what your parents said, and just a lot of, well, and even before that, just seeing, like, how quick you were whenever, like, something major would happen. How quick you were to just walk away. Like, I couldn't, you know?
Well,
if I'm going to be with someone, and marriage, like, you have to know, and I've told you guys this before, like, I'm not into marriage to begin with. I don't think that you need the government to step in and sign this. There's no tax breaks I need from you. There's no health insurance I need. So to me, it's just a frivolous extra step. Involve the government unnecessarily. People do it because they're insecure and they need that piece of paper that's like, gotcha, bitch. Now, if you want to leave,
so what about marriage, the concept?
The idea?
The state of being
together
that is marriage.
Forever.
I think the longer I'm alive, the more I start to see that I don't think human beings were meant to be with one person for their whole lives. I think if we were meant to be that way, we would have been born with a twin.
We've only been doing it since the beginning of time.
But look how many marriages just completely fail. And the ones that don't fail, the people are completely miserable.
It's because
look how many marriages succeed.
How many?
Not many.
Thank you.
Because too many people, you know, they cut their losses and run. And
well, that's because that's okay to do these days.
But then what's the point? If you love somebody, what makes you go that extra step to say, I love you so much, I'm going to get the government involved, and I'm going to make you sign this piece of paper that says that you're with me, and if you ever want to leave, I'm taking half your shit.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. What I was saying was, is if you would have asked me, I would have, and I could see me being with you for the rest of my life.
I understand that. I just want you to know that it's not you specifically that I would never marry. Maybe it came off sounding like that because I was a little pissed at the time, but it's just in general, I can't see myself getting really married. It just seems like a silly, outdated belief tradition that
is
unnecessary.
Well, the reason why I said that is because in my previous relationships, it was a frivolous, you know,
right,
whatever type of deal, and we had much bigger problems, and things were going on that were just... I shouldn't even have had those relationships, basically.
Okay.
And, you know, it's different. This is, like I said, you're the love of my life. I've never felt like this with anyone else. So, anyway.
Okay.
I sat and pondered about this for a while because I love you and I don't want to lose you out of my life completely. And I love the show and I want to keep doing the show. No matter what our petty bullshit is, you know.
And you know that you don't have to be with me to keep doing the show. Fuck, I said you could still live here. We could just be roommates and just, you could live here and do the show and go to work and fuck whoever you're fucking. And you
know.
I wouldn't bring any girls home or anything like that. You know, this would be our house, the three of us, but, you know, we wouldn't be together.
But the whole
it's
point
it's still nice
of me-
to sleep with a warm body at night, you know.
That
even
nice.
If we're pissed.
Yeah. But anyway, the reason why I wanted to leave is one, because, you know, I really think that when we got together, we did rush it and we moved in really fast and we just jumped in, dude. We did things way too fast, okay? We should have took some time is what it was. And so I thought maybe...
Too fast, like, moving in, or too fast, like, we fucked on the first night?
Fucked on the first night, moved in together, fell in love way too fast, you know, all that stuff. Didn't really
take our time. You can't control love.
Yeah, I know. But, anyway,
And the longer you hold off on saying it, the stronger it gets until you finally let it out, and then you can move on with, you know, what you're doing.
Right. So I thought time apart would do us good. It would make me miss you. It would make you miss me. You know, being apart would bring us together. So I wanted to do that, and then you didn't want to date me because I'm not living in the house. And
yeah,
so
that just would be silly to me.
I was like, okay, fine. And so I was really upset for a while, and I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I am a jealous bitch, and I'm sorry, and I need to work on that. And I want you in my life. I don't want to lose you completely. So, you know, just kind of, you know.
So what did you come up with?
Just be together but not together.
You want to still date other people?
You
want to
be my not boyfriend
again?
When we
hang out, we're hanging out, and it's us, and we're fucking and whatever. But we're still fucking and whatever with other people.
Right.
Okay.
And I want to...
And you think you can handle that?
I do. It'll be hard, but yeah. I mean,
wait. So you just want to be fuck buddies now?
Which is kind of funny because what was... Hold on. What was the reason you left in the first place? There was just not enough sex and I was being a dick about it.
Yeah.
So now you just want to have sex? Like, that's what
No, what it is because I can't keep up with you and stuff, I realize that I have to let you go. I have to let you go out and do what you need to do
to make this work. But at the same time, aren't you just trying to desperately hold on to whatever piece of him you can have?
That's kind of what I was thinking, maybe, a little bit. And that's why I didn't want to happen. I don't want you to just give in to the point where you're like... You can fuck everybody, and I still want to be with you. Just let me please be with you.
Well,
I don't
also
want to
work on the jealousy.
Wait, hold on. Why don't you want that, Matt?
Because I don't want her to be that way. I know what that's like, and I don't...
Is it because you think that that's not right or something?
No, I mean, if that's really what she wants, I just don't think that that's what she wants. I think that she's so... in love that she's willing to do whatever it takes to keep that part, whatever part she can have. And I don't want her to do that.
Well, I'm impressed, sir.
No, seriously, I don't. I've had
girls
like that.
I'm impressed that I'm impressed at your analytical and intelligent abilities there.
Well, I've had girls like that that got to the point and they're like, if you really want to fuck somebody else, then that's fine, but just... as long as you come home to me. And they got so desperate, they got to the point where I could pretty much walk all over them and do whatever
I wanted.
Well,
I won't let you be
doing
that and shit.
Well, I'm not saying I would do that with you.
I'm not
going to
let you degrade me in any way,
shape,
or form.
Well, no, not like that. I'm just saying this was when I was young and shit, and I was a little manipulative maybe with the ladies, and it kind of affected me a little bit seeing that, you know, certain guys have such a strong hold over some women that... they get so twisted around their finger, like they'll do whatever they say. And
right.
A lot of guys take advantage of that. And I didn't want that to happen. I didn't want you to be in the position to get taken advantage of. And I didn't want to be the manipulator in as much as you're doing anything I say now. You know, you're better than that.
I am. And I'm not going to do that.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
What I want to do is still, you know, be with you, but, you know, take some time, step back, and do like we wanted to do in the beginning. And
when I said you could just fuck whoever, because you didn't want a relationship. Before my ovaries were showing, right?
Right. I just want us to be happy. And if this is what it takes, then that's fine. I love you. I want to have you in my life. And that's that. So.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
No, that's fine. I know how jealous you can get, and I know as soon as you find out that I'm having sex with a girl or that I'm going to hang out, I think it goes like this. You call me up, and you're like, hey, let's hang out, and I'm like, no, I'm busy hanging out with this other chick. You flip the fuck out because that's the first time it happens and you don't handle
it. I can't get mad at you for that because this was my idea.
Right, but that's what I'm worried about. That's going to happen.
Well... I'm going to try really hard to not let that happen.
Okay.
Okay? I don't want us to be mad at each other. I don't want to be mad at you for being with somebody else. I don't want to be mad at some other chick for being with you because it's not the chick's fault. It's not your fault. It's my fault.
Right.
So.
Well, that's good. I mean, and if you can do it, great. We'll have a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm looking
I just, what I'm hoping. What, Sean?
No, see, Amesby says, hold on, real quick. Amesby says, I think Matt will avoid other girls because he thinks she'll get pissed.
I highly doubt that, Amesby.
And I'll tell you right now, that's not the case.
What, Sean? Because we all know Matt's a whore.
I just, I'm not one to judge, per se.
Judge away, please.
I don't want to judge.
This is what the jam
hole's for. I don't want to judge. I just want to use my, my EQ here a little bit. My EQ here a little bit. My empathetic abilities. And I just want to say, I don't really think that it's a healthy idea.
Honestly.
So what's
in
your
all
suggestion?
Sensibility.
Because of what? What is that based on? Knowing how jealous she can get or knowing what?
I just think based on what I know.
In general.
I guess when it's over, you just got to accept it's over. And if you have any feelings or hopes that it isn't, you got to suppress that shit as hard as you fucking can.
But then I'll just end up all depressed and sad kittens and shit. I still love him to death, and he still loves me from what he
says.
What are we supposed to do from there?
Let me ask you this, Sean. What if you thought there could be a chance to where you could work this out, you could have the girl that you're in love with, and you could have a girl that likes you and that you guys just want to fuck? And that maybe you can all fuck together one day because the other girl's a bisexual.
Well, I guess that's fun, and I guess that's...
Do you think it'll get
weird? I
guess
the important part is you're getting exactly what you want.
Having your cake and eating it, too.
Having your cake and eating it, too.
That is the dream.
But, you know, being the sensitive person I am, I'm very sensitive to the emotions of others, and I just know that at some point, it's going to hurt somebody bad. Something's going to go fucking wrong.
Well, it already hurts, but I want to deal with it.
Well,
I want to do this.
And if she thinks she can do it, I owe her that, you know. We can give it a try, but like I said,
Well, is this really about her, though, Matt? I mean,
honestly, it is. At this point, it is, because like I said, I can, you know, I could have told her no.
Sorry, I dropped my keys.
I came over with this proposal.
Yeah, okay? It was her idea, not mine. You know, I assumed it was done until she texted me and was like, I'm much more clear-headed now.
See, I don't think that's really the case.
How so?
What is it then?
I think this is actually your idea. And
mine?
She's just, well, not so much like, hey, here's my idea,
you
blah,
think
blah.
She's
Let
doing...
me finish. I think she's doing what she thinks you want.
Right, okay.
To be done.
So she's just trying to make
her ex
happy.
When you're in love, love isn't something that's easy to let go of, and you'll do whatever you can to hold on to it or try to get it back.
But see, this isn't going to take away from her in any way. She's still free to go date guys, and if she finds
sure,
a guy...
Sure, because every time you sleep with another girl, it'll kill her inside. It'll
do you think so? Because I'm...
Yes, it will.
I am 100%...
I think so.
I am 100% okay with her fucking dudes.
Well, not everybody is as shallow as you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
The world would be a better place if they fucking were.
Well, oh, God. I can only... hope.
Could you imagine?
I am a jealous
person. Be like
person,
Water World.
But
two
I
feet
have,
deep.
God damn it. I am a jealous person, but I have reason to be jealous, dude. Not because of you, but past relationships, okay? I've been dumped on a lot, all right? And so I worry that my guy is going to fucking find something else and totally fall in love with that and kick me to the curb. And that worries me, you know? And if, you know what? I want this to work. And I hope it does, but I would hope that you have the decency and respect for me that if that does happen, you need to tell me.
Well, and I told you if...
So I can cut my losses and fucking go.
And I told you when we find, you know, another chick or whatever, or if it's this chick that I've been seeing, then I told you I would love you both equally if it got to that point.
And then we just live together and be one big happy family?
In a perfect world,
can I bring my boyfriend too? Can I ask you something, Danny?
Sure.
What can you possibly hope the long term outcome of this will be?
Threesomes every night. Oh, sorry, you were talking to her.
My hope is that eventually he will calm down and just want to be with me.
When you say calm down, what do you mean? Sexually?
Yeah,
you're waiting
bit.
For my libido to just drop back down or to where yours
mine,
is.
Or maybe mine to go up.
I think what she's, I think she's waiting for you to come to the point where you say, hey, I want to be with one person, and I want Danny to be this one person.
I was at that point already.
No, you weren't.
I was. I was completely happy with
not
you until
last,
you
like,
stopped
6 months,
satisfying
and I that.
Certain
I know.
Needs I had.
I know.
Well,
and
you
like
can't
I
say
said,
that
we had these problems in the beginning too, and I will show you that book with fucking dates on it.
About sex?
Yes.
How so?
We did. I have it in a book, dude. I remember when you were fucking delivering for Anna's Pizza, and I would sit there and wait for you when you're on deliveries, and I would write in this book, okay, back like a month or two after we started dating, we had sex problems.
We never had an argument for like the first 3 or 4
months,
though,
dude. No, we did
it
because I just did. I just did it, and it was fine. Okay, we did have sex problems, and I will bring you those books so you can see that.
Okay. What were they about? What was it?
Just saying, you know, like, I had come home one day, and I was beat the fuck up and tired as shit from working at Dave's, and you were like, you know, give me head or something, and I was like, no, are you fucking crazy? I'm like, I just told you that I'm dog-ass tired, and I want to go to bed. You know, shit like that, and whatever. So, I mean, we had these problems before. They just weren't
predominant.
They weren't
problems then. They started to surface at that point.
Right. And so, you know...
Can I say something?
Sure.
Those are the same somewhat sort of problems I had with the love of my life from day one.
Really? Would you share her with anybody else?
No. In fact, sometimes I wake up having like nightmares where I think about the other dude she's been with since me and her broke
up. See, why does that...
And it makes me so angry.
I don't understand.
I just want to kill.
I don't understand why that... Why does that make you so angry?
Because you love someone so much that it hurts you to see them with somebody else.
But if they're on, I see if they're cheating. Because
it hurts to know.
If they're doing it behind your back, I can see. But if you're like up front and honest about it, like I don't get
it
why.
Hurts to
know
that
what? Because reality fucking hurts. And you know what? People don't realize it when they're in a breakup and their heart's broken. But the sad fucking reality is when people start breaking up or take a break or break up, the fact of the matter is. They just, you know, at some point they just don't want you anymore. You're not the person they said I love you to. You're not the person that was the only one for them. And it's a hard fact to face, but it's a real fucking fact. And it's something that everybody has to deal with
as
they grow up.
Is that what you're worried about, Dana? That I will like this chick more than you or something?
Yeah, a little bit.
But what if I like you all equally?
I don't know.
Can that ever work?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping that's the way it is, that it can. I'm hoping that...
All right. Well, you know, if nothing else, it'll be great drama for the show.
Wonderful.
Everyone loves that,
right? And important lessons in life for
definitely.
All of us.
Life experience. We will level up so quick by having threesomes. You'll have no idea.
Do you know
idea.
Why I started getting depressed when I move in here?
I'm already, like, plus 85.
Okay. But more specifically, why? I want to see if
why?
You guys, if one of you figured this
no,
out.
No, I know, because I've been okay. in that position. Because when you're single and when your heart is hurting and you see two people in love or two people kissing or hugging, it hurts you.
No, it's more than that.
What is it?
I am reliving
through
the shit
okay.
that I went through. Interesting. It's like the same scenario. A lot of the same things were fucking said. And since I moved in here, I've seen it, and it's like I've been reliving what I consider to be the biggest fucking mistake in my life.
Amesby says, how can you hear her talk like that and still think it's a good idea? She's pretty much saying it's not what she really wants, but we'll do it for now until you come to your senses. That is kind of what you're saying.
Well, I need to work on not being jealous if I want to be with you in the long run anyway.
Right. I can't handle that.
Okay.
It's very overbearing.
I
want
to work on that to try and fix that, and hopefully we can, you know, hang out and have fun together like we did in the beginning.
So what
if... Make us miss each other, make us want each other more, bring us closer together by being apart.
So it's like this, though. She doesn't like sucking cock, but after she does it enough times, she just starts to like it because she's done it so much. If you work on being jealous, so hard, pretty soon you get to the point where it's just it's a non-issue.
I get.
You're like, hey, who are we gonna go out and fuck tonight? I don't know.
I just have to step back and think about things rationally and not freak out. I have to learn that sometimes people need other things.
It's not even just other things. It's just that one thing. And if whether it be from you or from, you know, some other girl, it needs to be done, you know? And yeah, there's, I don't know if you want to mention this, but you asked if I had been seeing anybody, and I had mentioned that, yeah, I was. And you did get kind of upset, but then, you know, you asked who it was and all that, and I told you, and I was like, you know, you can't start shit with this girl. She has nothing to do with what's happening with us. She's not why I broke up with you. You know, it has nothing to do with that. So if I tell you who she is and what we're doing and stuff, like, you can't start shit with her.
I
will not.
The only reason I got a little bit upset is because it was a shock.
You didn't expect it to happen so soon.
Yeah.
You didn't think I was on my game.
It's not that. I just didn't think that.
It was that a little. Come on.
No, it really wasn't.
Really?
Dude.
Because I don't
just
know.
We just broke up. I didn't think. I don't know, dude.
Well, you took it not as well as I had hoped after everything you had just proposed. You know,
well,
it's
I
like,
have
well,
to
look,
get used to
I
it, dude.
Already found us a bisexual that we can have fun with, you know?
Well, it's just because, you know, I take things a little differently when I, you know, break up with somebody. I'm a little hurt for a while.
I was hurt too, but you have to remember, you broke up with me like 3 times, dude. So each time I died a little bit more. So finally, when the last time happened, I was just fine, leave. Like, I was hurt, but not near as. Do you remember how sad and upset I was the first time you wanted to leave, right? Like, I was fucking devastated. You're not gonna get that same reaction every time. You know,
DJ B says she takes things like a normal human being.
Yeah, maybe I'm a little numb to some things. I don't know. I've had an interesting
basically,
life.
Dude,
you're a product of your environment, man.
I am. And
it's called a sign of the times. It's just how the world is, how people are these days. It just is, man. We're all desensitized. I think we wrote a song about it once.
Yeah,
we
did. Ainsby says, guys and girls deal with breakups differently, and as a very sexual person, it's no surprise he's already got someone else. And it's not like I got, we're not like dating, I'm not in a relationship or anything, we're just friends, and you know, that's that.
Well, and she's a nice girl, and I'm not going to do anything.
No, I know that.
And, you know.
And I want you guys to be friends, I really do, and if this is going to work, you guys are going to have to be friends.
I know.
And, you know, I'll talk to
her. What about if I bring a dude back and I'm like, this is who I'm seeing?
That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
And you're going to be cool with that.
I'm going to be absolutely cool with that.
Absolutely cool.
Absolutely 100%.
Can we have a foursome?
Sure. If that's what you want, you know. I'd rather have 3 chicks than me, but, you know, that's fine. It's hard satisfying 3 girls at once. So, sure, I could use a little help.
Anyway,
of course. I'm not
above
that. I
really want this to work because, in the long run, I just want you to see that.
And I've told you that the reason for doing this can't be because if I do this now, in the long run, you'll be with just me. And like I said, when I'm 50 and my libido goes down to match yours, then sure. Why the fuck not? Because that was really our only problem.
Yeah.
And that would drive, you know, us to be angry and upset and cause.
Was it really your
it
only
cause,
problem, though?
It was the root of the cause
really was,
of our
dude.
Only
was
problem.
It?
And by that problem happening, other problems would arise. But that was the source of the problems.
Amesby says, why can't you just be friends and leave the sex out of it?
Because why would I want to be friends with a girl then?
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa, bro. That's kind of effed up.
Why do guys hang out with chicks? To have sex with them, okay? Thank you.
That's kind of fucked up.
But you know that. For the
you know,
most
part. I'm probably going to regret saying
I know,
this because it's just going to make me sound like a sensitive fag or something.
Dude, don't be a fag here. Come
I
on.
Actually kind of prefer the company of women.
Yeah, no, it is nice. You and there's something I mean. About their calming tones and stuff. And there's just some things you can do with chicks that you can't with dudes. Not talking about sex. I'm just saying a lot of guys that I see are only friends with chicks because they want to have sex with them. And once that offer is either given or not given, they move on and they're no longer friends with those girls. And I've seen that.
Well, I
so
can't
much.
Say I haven't had sex with a lot of my female friends.
Thank you.
I mean, but we always stay friends afterwards, you know?
Anyway, the answer to your question, Amesby, is because I still love him. I love him a lot. He loves me, and I don't want us, you know, our relationship like that to end. I still think about him all the time. And if he does fall in love with somebody and wants to be with them, then okay, then I will step back and be a friend, you know. But
would you still fuck me?
Not if I was just your friend and you were in love with somebody and in a relationship.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I'm not a homewrecker, okay? That's kind of fucked up.
We're not talking about wrecking homes here.
Well, if you were in love with somebody and, like, you know, wanted to be exclusive, I wouldn't stop
you. Well, that's
you.
And I told you that. It wouldn't get to that point. I don't want to be exclusive. The girl that I'm seeing doesn't want that. It's not an issue, you know?
Yeah, and Amesby says love doesn't have to equal sex. Well, no, it doesn't, but...
But
think
I
about
do
it.
Like
think about it this
sex.
Way, dude. I am in this tiny ass town, and trust me, there's nothing here that I want to have sex with, okay? Besides Matt, all right?
I'm so, it. Sorry, guys.
There's seriously.
Hey, like, guys, that live in Kalispell, step up your fucking game. Because if I'm all that there is, oh, man, I feel bad for the rest of the girls that I'm not having sex with. Holy
but,
shit.
You know, I mean, if you end up really liking this girl to where you want to be with her, then you just have to tell me, and I will have
yeah,
to
Yeah, and
step
I definitely
off.
Will, but it's at the point now where it's open for anything, you know? Like I said, she's into chicks, probably a little more than she's into dudes. So if you guys hung
and
out,
she
and
is really young too. So
well, not really young.
I thought it's how old?
22.
Oh well,
that's not you know like pedo bait, but yeah, she's younger than most girls that I've been dating. You know, lately in the last like 8 years of my life, say.
Well, besides the 17-year-old.
Well, right. Besides that.
What
can we have a moment of silence for the 17-year-old? She was 18 2 weeks after I dated her.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and I did like her. Thank you.
I bet.
Thank you, Sean.
No problem.
So,
I like 18-year-old chicks too, Matt.
Do you think this is going to work? Do you want to do this? I mean, do you he's ran away. Did I scare you?
Sorry,
away?
No, I'm still coughing up shit from my sublux back.
So do you think this will work? Do you think personally you
this
know,
will work
you
as much
me?
As you will let it work?
You know me. Do you think I can do this?
Honestly, no. But if you're willing to work on it, I think you can eventually get to a point to where, yeah, it will work. But it's up to you. How bad do you really want to be with me? And how bad is the rest of the pickings in the valley that you're willing to, knowing how jealous you are, that you're willing to try this, you know? Like, to me, that says that there ain't shit else out there.
To me, it sounds like I really love you.
Well, that too, but...
And I really want to try.
You're more jealous than you love me, because otherwise you would have just, you know, not made the sex weird and we'd still be together.
Well, the sex got weird because our libidos aren't matched, and two, you would make things really weird also. So,
what?
Sorry.
Go ahead, what?
That's just, it's just funny. I'm sorry.
What's funny?
You guys.
Oh, thank you.
What?
This is a comedy show.
It's funny, but at the same time,
it's
kind of
sad.
I will recognize the fact that, you know, it's personal and fucking to you guys or some of you, it fucking probably hurts.
Chris says, why don't we vote on it? We'll put it
to
Do
I sound desperate or something?
At first, I kind of thought you did, but once you, like, kind of explained it to me, then it seems like you don't like being jealous.
No,
and
I
it's
don't.
Something that you can work on, but you just have to want to do that. You know, if you're just like, I can be a jealous bitch and it doesn't matter, then, yeah, it's never going to change.
Amesby says, yes, I knew that was coming. Thank you.
What? Yes, it will work?
No, yes, I'm desperate.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a lot less desperate than most of
the listeners.
Well,
and to the listeners, like, they weren't outside, you know, when we were talking. They only hear Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's all of our lives that they get to hear.
Right. And you know what? If I hadn't thought about this for, like, 3 days and you told me that you slept with somebody else, I probably would have punched you in the fucking face.
Can I interject
for a second
here?
And that's why I didn't tell you.
Can I interject
for a second? Can you not talk over me for a second right here?
That's why I didn't tell you.
I'm just asking nicely. Let me interject just
okay,
real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
This is how you guys usually sound. I just wanted to say that in regards to Matt's last comment.
What's that?
That this is, you know, you're like, oh, you guys don't hear us outside talking shit like this. Guys, listeners, it's pretty much this.
Is it this?
Same fucking thing.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
But yeah, dude, if I hadn't sat and thought about this for a while and put it in my head that it's okay and we can do this, then I would have punched you in the fucking teeth if I knew you'd slept with somebody else.
Even though we're not together.
Well, I mean, I don't know, dude. It's just, like I said, it's really early, and I just,
I'm surprised
it was a shock.
You didn't, like what Amesby said, I'm surprised you didn't expect that.
I really didn't. I thought that, you know.
Like, if I wasn't so upset, I should have been out there the first night just trying to fuck whatever just to keep my mind off it.
Well, but you were sick.
I was sick.
That's you know, true. I just didn't expect it, dude. I just didn't. And I don't know how you already thought that I was with somebody. Like,
yeah, well, I kind of was hoping, you know? I was
hoping.
Why
would you hope that?
Just so that you wouldn't be so upset. You need something there to take your mind off it, whether it be just a fuck or just a guy to hang out with or take you fishing or something, you know?
There's nothing.
Fill that void.
There's nothing.
If you know what I mean. There's got to be something.
There's nothing. I just got to...
What about the cute kid you took fishing that one day?
He's fucking 21 and dumb as a box of rocks, dude.
She's 22.
He's
dumb,
okay?
That's not my fault.
I'm almost about... I can't
educate,
even say that on the show.
Hey, what? Educate the fucker.
Dude, I'm not going to hook up with some young, dumb kid, okay? I'm
Maybe
done
that's
with
what
that.
You need.
No, I really don't.
Really?
Really, I don't need that. I
you
have enough problems.
You need some old, dumb kid.
No, I need someone who has a head on their shoulders and isn't an idiot.
By old, dumb kid, I meant
like,
me,
my
but
dad,
okay.
The other night, my dad was
and
like,
And who do
you, know
you mean
what?
By a head on their shoulders, not an idiot?
Yeah, that's not me.
That's
I'm
not
sorry.
Matt.
No, I am smart when it comes to some things. Maybe not relationships
okay.
so much,
Matt,
but...
Matt's smart like it comes to some things, but he's also kind of dumb like a surfer guy or
I'm
something.
High energy
like
particle a, physics smart. Come
Matt's
on.
Like a smart surfer guy. Like, oh, what's going on, bro?
You guys
want
to spar?
You know?
I'm not yeah. Ronin dumb. Come on, fag.
Anyway.
I don't know.
So the other night, I was up talking to my dad. My dad was like, you know what your problem is? I'm like, what? He's like, you need to find someone that likes to do the things you like to do. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And he's like, you love to fish, you love to hunt, you like to do all the outdoors things and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but all the guys that like to do all those things don't like to do anything else. Like, they don't fucking,
that's
you know,
their lives.
Like, they don't know where the enter key is on a fucking keyboard.
They go out to, like, watch the fights and shit like that, and they wear tap-out gear. You know, like, I'm not...
No, and they're the people that are like, I was born in Georgia, and I live under a rock.
But
like
I'm big, and I can hit hard.
Yeah, and I don't like that. I like guys that are smart. I dig nerds. I don't know why.
You need a computer geek is what you need.
Well, and
someone
I would
so you
love
can
it.
Check your Facebook and your Gmail and shit.
No, I would love it if I found a guy that, you know, liked to do all the things like you like to do and liked to do all the things that I like to do. So we had a common ground, you know.
Yeah,
but
that guy doesn't exist.
I know. So I
sorry to say.
I've tried both ends of the spectrum.
And you know, I hate going fishing with you and you hate going falfing with me. And that's fine.
But
maybe
we do
that's
it.
Where we need those other people to fill in. Like this other girl. She likes to falf, so I go falf with her.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You found that dude that likes to go fish. You can go fish with him. We don't always have to do everything, you know.
But I just don't see anybody that I like. And I'm just, like I said,
have
I'm
you been
really
looking, though? I don't think you've really given it a chance.
I just don't care.
That's
dude.
The point. That's the problem.
I don't care to meet anybody else.
You
I
have
really
to, though. You're
There's
either going to be
here,
listen.
Dude.
Listen, you're either going to be stuck by yourself, a 90 cat having spinster at age 85, alone, or you're going to try to get over this jealousy thing with me, and I'll help
Excuse
you
me.
Do that.
Excuse
by
me. Can I say something?
Oh, please.
Sometimes being alone is better than being with someone other than the one you want to be with.
Erato Toy says, okay. Dana, it's called compromising. Everyone does it, and those who don't die alone in the alleyway.
Amesby says her eyes are closed because she's still hung up on you. And you know what?
Well, I am a catch.
Live in
I'm
this
sorry.
Town and
I'm
tell
sorry.
Me you can find a nice guy that does all the things that I like to do. Okay.
Well, and honestly, I don't like to do half the things you like to do.
And
but you know,
I don't like to do half the things you like to do.
And that's fine.
That is fine. I just, dude, there's, I don't go out and do shit looking for guys. Okay, I don't do that.
That's the difference though between dudes and chicks. Like dudes are just always looking at chicks, just regardless. They could be married, single. Even gay dudes look at chicks. It's just a thing of life. That's what we have reverted to somehow.
I just, you know, what kind of chicks blew my mind aren't. About you already being with somebody is the fact that like you already found someone that's cool. How in the
there's
fuck
cool
do you
people
do that?
Out there? You just have to look
where. Bars?
Start with listeners of the show. You know if they listen to the show, they're cool. So I started there. Who listens to the show?
Yeah, fuck a fan. That's
and who's well thank you.
I don't think I want to do that. That's almost like fucking a coworker.
That's what I did.
I don't think I want to do that.
Oh wow.
Sometimes hooking up with fans is fun.
I don't really think
how
I
many hip hop
gr-
how much sex would you have, Sean, if you never fucked a girl that
I
was a hip hop groupie?
I don't use the show to get laid is what
you
it
know,
is.
I'm, whoa, if I hold on, let me address this real quick. If I didn't want to use the show to get laid, I never would have started a fucking podcast, okay?
Amesby says, isn't Charlie Clown from here? What's he like? Charlie Clown is like 2 feet taller than me.
And really super sensitive fag.
Probably.
Sorry, Charlie Clown. Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, he's a cool guy.
He's a really awesome guy. But
and
he's
he
not
likes
my
to
type.
Fish and stuff. There you go. Start with him.
No.
I
no.
bet he would hang those panties on the wall frame. These are Danny's
no,
from the gym.
You know what? He used to be kind of a pimp back in the day, though.
Hold on.
Did
how much
you guys
money?
Know him back then?
How much money has he donated to the show? Just think if you hooked up with him. We would be set,
I
dude.
Don't.
Me and you, we wouldn't have to work anymore.
Dude, I'm really picky when it comes to guys.
Maybe
okay?
that's your problem. Lower your standards a little bit. Not too low. I don't want you bringing me any nasty what have you, but, you know. Maybe just a little bit.
No,
you just
dude.
Need to go on a date with a guy and just see.
It's going to be a while,
and you need
while,
to come
okay?
and talk to the show about it it's when it's done
gonna,
so that we can.
It's going to be a while before I can do that, dude.
See,
I'm
Chris has a point.
You.
Chris says, shit, I've been on dozens of dates where I'm just so fucking bored, I want to finish my food and go home. I'm picky as fuck. I hate the Valley Girl bitches. And that's true. Like, back, you guys remember how many girls, like, this show went through with me when, like, we first started? There was, you'd think one would be great, and then all of a sudden she'd be this nutty fucking whack job. Like, it is hard to sift through. There's a lot of shit here.
You DJ
know what? There,
says,
but
there is a lot of crazy women here, and it is I'll bear witness this. It is hard to find a cool, smart, level-headed chick in this area.
DJ B says we went on a date, kinda. You were fishing, actually. Who are you? I
Chris says you have to look for that needle in that haystack if you want to find it.
Look, I just
and hold
have.
Erato Toy says, Matt, you're such a gentleman. I don't think I could have a girl who dumped me co-host a show with me. That takes massive balls.
It takes a lot of balls from me, too, to even come back.
I know. I was very impressed. And then to come back with that indecent proposal, I was like, damn, all right.
Indecent proposal?
Well, super decent, but in the vein of the movie Indecent Proposal.
Daniel, we met on MySpace.
Oh,
are you
how cute.
Down in Florida on Northbridge?
Is he local? Hey, move up here. You might have a chance.
Yeah, no.
No.
Oh, cold.
See, that's your problem. You need to be more open.
No, dude.
Well, then
I don't
you're
going
to either
dude.
Be alone or you're going to be stuck sharing me with another chick. Are you going to be cool with that?
I guess I have to be.
Well, all right.
Well, I don't, dude. I'm
that's not exactly the tone or the spirit of the answer I wanted. Maybe more of a fuck yeah, I am. This is gonna be great.
Well, I'm not in that mindset.
Get my
yet,
pussy
so
licked by a chick
to.
And a dude. This is gonna be awesome.
I'm not in that mindset yet. Give me some time.
Did you almost just throw up when I said that?
Anyway,
can I paint you a picture real quick? Just see what would happen.
No, please
wanna,
do not do that.
I want to test your level.
What did I tell you outside?
All right.
Come on.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
I told you, please do not shit at me.
No, it wasn't. It was involving your vagina, but all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and some other chick's mouth and vagina and fingers and boobs and stuff.
Well, and my mouth.
That makes me want to vomit. Please okay. Don't. Anyway.
Amesby says I should just tell you no and that I'm being a dick. Should I just cut this off and end it? Because I'm curious if she can do it, honestly. And I think... regardless of what happens,
find me a decent fucking guy first.
I think regardless of what happens, it'll be interesting for the show. I'm interested to see if you can really do this. I really honestly am.
Well,
I don't know.
You and I are a lot different when it comes to finding someone, I guess, because you just kind of go out and do it. I don't, and I also,
well, you got to put yourself out there to begin with,
I have to have a little bit of time.
Check this out. How many guys have hit on you since we've broken up? Either on Facebook, E hit on you. I know there's some E pimps out there. Or in real life, at your job, day-to-day, comings and goings, what have you. How many guys have hit on
you? A few.
And?
I don't care.
You shut them all down. Why?
Because I don't like them.
Because you look at them and then you think about me and you're like, they're not Matt. And that's
no,
that right there kills
that.
It, I think. I think that's
one's what? A fucking wigger, okay, and one's really dumb.
Whoa! Right? Inappropriate. Which one's the wigger?
I'm not telling you.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
I don't...
Does he rap?
I have no idea and I don't care. Dude, I just...
I will rap battle for your honor.
People are... My type of person is hard to find, and I don't go out and meet people. I don't hardly know anyone here, okay? So this is going to be hard, all right? So, if you find somebody, fucking throw them my way.
Sean?
Nah.
Nay.
Jesus. You're too picky, I think.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to fuck Sean. He's your
And I'm
friend.
Not saying, you know, lower your standards so that there's nothing. But, you know, have some. Just don't be so...
Just go out and get laid?
Well, I don't know.
But you
maybe
didn't
that's,
do that.
I don't
you went
think
out
that's
and got
what...
laid and you actually care about the girl. I can't find anyone I care about right
well,
now.
It's not so much that... I think it's, you don't need, because of what your sex drive is like, I wouldn't say you just need to go out and get fucked. I don't think that's the case. You need a guy that you can hang out with and talk to and have fun with and, you know, maybe have some sex. You know what you need is a gay guy.
Right.
He'll never bug you for sex.
And no, I'm not putting myself on Match.com. It used to be, that's a bad idea.
Would you guys pay for it?
I am not. You're not setting me up with dates online.
Go to
okay?
eHarmony.
Maybe you should start dating chicks just for fun. What would that? What's the worst that would happen?
What would I do with a chick?
You know what?
Eat Can their I, fucking snack. I don't know.
I got but an just, opinion. I got an opinion.
What do you think, Sean? She should date chicks,
right? I think
right?
whatever you do.
And pass that weed, nigga.
Just don't date douchebags
and
anymore.
Also,
anymore?
A,
thank you, yeah. Sean. Anymore.
Amesby has a really good point. Just, let's not forget how easy Matt falls in love. Let's wait out this with the other chick. And that's true. You fall in love really fast, and that does kind of worry me.
I'm sorry that I meet amazing fucking women. You were amazing. I'm not in love with this other girl yet, but she's pretty fucking cool.
Give it a week and you will be.
Okay. Thanks.
Like, seriously, I'm a little worried that
I almost
this
could see that happening, actually.
Really?
Like, I'm a little worried that this isn't going to work because you're going to fall in love
no,
and
hold
just
on.
Say you're done.
Have you, you've seen us together here and there.
I'm just saying,
none
man,
of that,
we
please.
All,
okay, I'm fine.
I'm just saying, man, I think me and Dan both know deep downsides. You're a big softy.
I am. I'm a hopeless
just,
romantic.
You just
I can't
put
help
on
it.
A good show.
That's not my fault.
You little sneaky devil, you. Oh,
shit.
Putting on a good show.
No, I've confessed that many times on the show. I
you
am hopeless romantic. I can't help it.
And what if... What
I wish I could.
Fag. What if you do? I mean...
I would never... I will love you both equally, I'll tell you that.
Always and forever.
To have and to hold. And to both go down on me at once, because that would be so super sweet.
I mean, what if she ends up falling in love with you back and then asks you to choose or something
She would
like
never
that,
do
you know?
That because she likes... chicks. You're missing the whole part where this time I specifically tried to find a girl that likes chicks also so that this wouldn't be a problem anymore. So that wouldn't happen. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
Well.
Hmm.
So what do you think?
I just hope that you don't fall in love so fast, you know? Because I know you, dude. You will put everything. You will give yourself 100% to this girl if you fall in love.
I will split myself 50-50 between you and her. Bullshit.
You will, once you fall in love, you will be over me and done, and you will give her 110% of yourself.
I don't think that's the case. Are you willing to see?
Yeah, I am.
You think we could all go out, me, her, and you, and go and have some fun, and then come back here and have some more fun? You think that would happen, and you would be totally okay with that?
Oh,
I wouldn't show her more affection than I showed you. None of that. There would be no favorites. It would be all of us as equals, as just some people that just want to get down. Do you think you could get to that point?
Give me some time.
Do you want to get to that point? Is this something you want? Because if you don't,
want to bone down with another chick, but I don't want to be jealous and shit, because that's what basically made me leave. So.
Chris says, no, you couldn't, Danny. I don't even know you, and I know this wouldn't work. Well, thanks for the vote of confidence, guys. I'm just trying to get a threesome going. You guys are totally cock-blocking
me. And Amesby says, you were never into a threesome with a girl, and now you are. You are crazy. No, I'm not into a threesome.
Hey, things change, Amesby.
Hey,
Stop talking over me.
Notice I'm not saying anything here.
No, I'm not into a threesome with a girl, but I will try my hardest to not be jealous and satisfy the person I fucking love.
Amesby says, why the hell can't you see what she's doing, Matt? I completely see what she's doing. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt because she thinks she can handle it. We will soon find out whether or not that's the case. That's all. And if it doesn't work out, then what? What did we lose? We go back to the way things were. And if it does work out, look at all we've gained. An amazing triangle relationship.
Chuck's Pants says she would puke all over her.
That might be hot. I don't know.
Nah.
Depends what you ate.
You should see what I eat.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I see how you just chill, just me bringing up, you know, a girl. So I'm trying to picture how that's going to go when she's actually sitting here.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's why I said, but if you want to do this,
why don't you guys do like a brunch and date?
Well, listen,
like,
that's what I
you
said.
You just go have lunch. Start
listen,
small, you know.
That's what I said.
Cup of coffee, 10 minutes, hang out. Okay, all go your separate ways. Just kind of acclimate to it.
That's
know?
What I said. Before this ever even comes close to trying to happen, you and her need to go on a walk and go have lunch or something and like sit down and be like, what's up? Who are you? This is what's going on. Here's who I am. And see if you can even talk to her. Because you may not even be able to do that. And if you can get past that point, then, you know, we're not going to just go from you being like, hey, I think this is a good idea, to welcome, let's do this and fuck. It's not going to happen like that. It's going to be a slow process because you have some jealousy issues to deal with first.
It's going to have to be a slow process, dude.
I can't
handle it all at once.
I know that. And that's what I'm saying.
And I know that.
But if you really want to try it, like, I will definitely take you through this. And we'll fucking do it.
I just don't want to lose you completely.
You wouldn't lose me completely either. I even said you could live here and we weren't dating. If you wanted to still live here and do the show and stuff, that was fine. And I wouldn't bring girls home here as long as you didn't bring dudes home here. Like, this would be our...
I was just pretty positive that we do need time apart because we need to get back or try to get back to somewhat of a resemblance of the way it was before, wanting each other more than
except
just,
with three of us instead of two.
That was not my original plan, but
well, plans change.
You,
who knows?
You really
might
like her, don't you?
You might like this girl. Well, so far, yeah, I do like her. She's cool. But I'm saying you might actually like her and you might have a new friend, you know? You might totally not like her and just walk away from the whole thing, and that's fine. If that's what you need to do, then do that. But I'm just saying, what do you have to lose, you know? And this was your fucking idea to begin with. Let's
I
make
know.
That
Okay,
perfectly.
I brought up this idea under the assumption that you hadn't fucked anybody yet, because I thought that,
does that change
you would
anything?
Need more time like a normal person.
No, I used time during the first three times that, you know, you broke my heart. It all just kind of compounds up. But knowing that then,
you don't think
does it
that
change
you
anything?
You broke my heart every time that happened.
I don't know, because you were always the one yelling and
you
screaming.
You hurt me so bad to put me in that position.
to make you yell and scream at me.
Okay, when two people get together, they have a baseline of respect and certain things they don't say to each other and certain things they don't bring up to each other because they know that that's not something you say to your
partner. But you have to know that
But you never, ever followed those boundaries.
I have absolutely no filter. And if you attack me...
I know, and you need to work on that also.
If you attack me,
If I work on this, I want you to work on that. You need to be more cautious about what you say to people and the shit that you put out there, dude. You are you're uncognate... what the fuck is it called?
Uncomfortable?
No, you're non-caring of other people's feelings. You're incapable. You need to start caring.
Empathetic?
Is that what it is?
Is it empathy? The caring about other people? I don't know.
Unsympathetic. Is that it?
Yeah, see, Ainsby has a good point, too. Have you, Dana, run this idea by anyone in your real life, Ashley perhaps, get some perspective from someone who really knows you? I think that is a fantastic idea. Have you brought this up to anybody?
No, my brother.
What'd your brother say?
My brother...
That you're fucking crazy.
No, he's... I don't know. Mikey thinks that, he knows I love you, and he thinks that if I can overcome this shit, then it could work.
I think so, too.
You're going to have to do a lot of working on this. So.
You have to be open for exploration.
He made a good point. He's like, you're just going to have to take it not as seriously as you did before. You're going to have to...
Take it as seriously as I take it. No filter.
It really sucks when, you don't take it seriously at all.
I take things seriously sometimes, though. But, dude, if you go through your whole life taking everything so super seriously, I would fucking have killed myself so long ago.
Anyway, this is how I'm still here. If I work on this, I really need you to work on that. Like, you need to start caring more and watch what you say to people. Some things you say to people really hurt people, dude. You're just...
And I would expect those people that I've hurt to let me know that. And if an apology is necessary, then I will give one out. But if you're doing something or if you attack me first, expect that you're going to get attacked back. That's just common sense.
No, I mean, you do shit without even being attacked sometimes. Sometimes you're just an insensitive prick.
Insensitivity, that's one thing. But
you need
to provoke me, I will say... just the nastiest fucking shit that I can think of. As quick as I can think of it as. Until you're crying.
You're really good at rubbing shit in people's faces and turning things around on them to make it feel like it's their fault and putting them in a corner.
See?
You back people in a corner and they don't know how to get out of it. They don't know how to express themselves to show you what they feel. And
it's
so
amazing.
They freak out.
I've never been punched before, huh? I'm quick, I'm telling you. Erototoys,
you know what?
Erototoys says, insensitive prick, you owe me an apology. See him, for instance, I know that I do not owe him an apology, and I will tell him to go fuck himself.
I've said on quite a few occasions, Matt, have you ever been punched in the mouth for being a fucking dickhead?
Negative Ghost Rider.
I'm sure he will be eventually.
I don't think so.
If not by me, somebody else.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm quick for one.
Might just have to do it as your bro to teach you a lesson.
Really?
Just to help you in life.
Do you also realize that the first person that does that is going to get 30-some-odd years, depending on how old I am at the time, of built-up anger and frustration towards humanity and society as a whole just out on them at once, and they will probably die?
Hey, quick question.
Well, you know what?
I'm just saying.
If it's me, you'll get half a lifetime of dedication... to perfecting the physical arts and controlling oneself.
Quick question.
We're fighting.
Yes, Dana.
Have you already given her a house key? Okay, just curious. But anyway.
Are you serious?
I was just curious.
These are the things that you think of right now.
I wonder
if she has a house key.
Anyway.
Really? Come on,
stop.
Dana.
Anyway. It always felt like to me when we were together before that. You did want somebody else. Like, you wanted something different. I mean, am I wrong?
Yeah, you were. I wanted you. I just wanted more of it.
You never...
And I wanted my dick sucked once in a fucking while.
So
I'm sorry.
But on the other show that I listened back to, you were talking to Sean about the one that got away.
That's fucking... Are you serious? Every guy has a girl that was the one that got away.
And you have
that You're slowly one? Working to that spot, by the way. Fuck. Yeah, every guy does. Every single guy. And if he says he doesn't, he's lying or he's with that girl. And well, soon when they do end up breaking up.
I don't have that because you're the best thing that I've
had.
Well,
maybe it's just a guy thing then. I don't know. Girls may not have the guy that got away. I honestly don't know.
I think probably everybody.
Do you think girls do too?
I think so.
There isn't one of your exes that you can think of that you were like, man, I fucked up and I wish, you know, things would have went differently.
So they want to know if she's going to end up co-hosting with you.
No.
No.
She will not.
Is she going to be on the show?
No, she will not.
Why not? Is she not down with that?
No, I'm sure she would like to be. I'm just keeping her from that right now.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe down the line. I don't know. Maybe her and her girlfriend can come on and talk about being totally hot lesbians. I don't know.
Okay. Cool.
But no, I'm not trying to find a replacement for the fucking show, dude. I like how the setup is now. This is great. I liked Brayden. Okay, that didn't work out. He knows he's welcome to come and talk some shit with us whenever the fuck he wants. There's always an open mic for him. And that's
so
that.
So do you want to keep me on the show?
Of course. Yeah. I didn't want you to throw that fucking necklace at me in the first place, dude. I never, even if we broke up, I wanted you to still do this if you could. I didn't think you could, but I was hoping that you could.
You don't think I can do a lot of things.
Well, just from how I see, and I'm going to kill these fucking rats. Hold on.
Dude. And that's another reason why I'm kind of glad I moved out.
I'm sorry and, for dude, that, but fucking Christ.
You're more than welcome to come over to my house anytime you want and shit. I mean,
you're talking to me or Sean or the listeners?
You.
Well, all right.
Just call me first. I might have a dude over.
Well, same to you. Yeah. Don't just show up here. See, I don't
I
make
can't help
that.
It. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Do you guys see that? Do you see that tick? Whenever a girl is brought up, she goes, nah, or something. I don't make any faces, anything like that when you talk about another dude. At all. See, that's where you have to get to. You have to get to that point. And you can do it. You just have to try.
Do you realize how hard it is to imagine you with another girl?
Well, what do you imagine? I don't imagine you fucking dudes when I'm being like, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Well, I mean, when,
you just don't think about
like,
it.
Like, when we were together, like, wouldn't that, like, hurt you? Like, just thinking about me being with another dude?
If you lied to me, it would hurt me that you thought you had to lie to me. But I told you from day one. If you ever wanted to fuck another dude because either I wasn't satisfying you or you wanted to just see what it was like, just tell me and we'll do it. It's cool. I told you that from day one.
I just think that's weird that it doesn't bug you to see your girlfriend with another dude.
Rotter Toy says, imagine him with another dude. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
thank you.
It is pretty funny.
Thank you, fucking homo. Actually. No homo.
And that, I think it's really weird. It's odd because every relationship, you know, they want that person to love them and be with
maybe
them.
Maybe I'm
them
desensitized
only.
Now. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too jaded. I don't know. I think it's silly to expect two human beings to live together by themselves for that any.
That's not silly.
Decades
it's love.
Or that's not though because
it's
if you
dedication.
Look at the couples that are doing it, it's not love. It's hate. It's fear. I don't want to be alone, so I'll be with you. I'll fuck you until something better comes along. That's what it is. It's not fucking love, dude. For any couple that's been in it for 10
You're
years or more.
That
10 years
we
or more.
We were together and you were just fucking me until something better came along?
No, I'm saying that's what couples in those positions are.
So that's
it's
what
not love.
Were, that's what you were doing.
10 years or more. The first 10, sure, that's great. But by that 10th year, dude, you're there because
no
you don't want to be alone.
Together with you forever in your head.
There is, but not just me and you. There's got to be other influences.
But why?
Because that's just how life is for me. You're going to get so fucking sick of me. And you don't even, do you know how long forever is, dude? That's a silly thing to say even to begin with.
I'm sorry.
I'll be with you till tomorrow, and then tomorrow we'll see what happens. I don't know. It seems silly to me to expect that from any human being, especially in today's world. I could see maybe back in the 20s. In today's overloaded sensory experience world.
It seems like, I mean, it just seems like, I don't know, it just, what people do.
I don't know. But if that's, I mean, if that's what you want to try, we'll definitely do it. But if you don't think you can do it at any point during this exercise in your patience and my self-control, then you have to say something, and it has to fucking stop.
Well, we'll see.
And if that's something, you know, think about it. If that's something you're willing to do, then let's definitely do it.
Well, I'm, like I said, I'm just kind of hoping that you'll grow out of it or something and want to be with me.
Well, I'm sure. Granted, once I'm fucking 50 or however old guys are,
that,
when their dicks fucking stop working, then sure, it's not going to fucking matter. And I'll be with whoever's the fucking coolest. Because that's what'll be important. We're obviously not fucking, you know, so who cares?
So, no jokes anymore. What I'm saying is that...
Yes, when we are old and done fucking, I will marry you and we will be together the rest of our lives, okay?
Why are we gonna be done fucking? It's,
well,
you,
I mean, if
make
you can get,
sound like I hate sex and that.
No,
I never
no. Not at all. Not
yes,
at all.
You do.
I'm just saying.
You do that, though, and that bugs me and I don't like it. That's another thing. Work on that.
Arao Toy says 76. I'm gonna say more like 50 because I ain't gonna be alive by 70, let alone 76.
Well, I guess I'll just have to wait for you.
So you don't want to try this then?
No, I do.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to wait for you to grow up.
Oh, well, yeah, probably. I am still a Toys R Us kid.
It's so... I've never... You have like an immaturity issue, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That might be the last 10 years of my life that I missed because of the drug habit.
Yeah,
I don't remember much of those 10 years. I honestly do from like... 19? No, maybe from 17. Yeah, from probably 17 to 27.
See,
I don't remember much of that.
You know, I'm ready to be with somebody and be with them.
And you're so much younger, and I get girls mature faster, but like you're way younger.
I've been through a lot, dude, and I don't really dig the partying scene, you know.
I don't either, though, honestly.
Well,
unless we're tripping on some shrooms or something, like I don't like going to a bar
and
getting drunk.
I like serious relationships. I like being exclusive. I like knowing that this guy is with me and me alone and only wants me. You know, I like that. And you're not there yet, so.
Well,
maybe you will be one day.
But, and you don't get that the whole last, like, year and a half or however long we were together, it was just me and you, you know? I wasn't thinking about fucking other chicks or anything like
that. But
it didn't
feel
that
way because you really, you made me feel bad for not having the same libido as you, dude.
And that's my fault. I didn't realize that. I just saw that in the health fraud list that I'm a member of. There was this study done about people that have sex more often will tend to live longer. And one of the things in there, one of the posters said something about mismatched libidos. And I was like, holy shit. That's totally us.
Well,
and that's what made me think of that.
You always made me feel like I was broken or something was wrong with me.
Well, you were the only girl I've ever been with that refused to suck a cock. So that
I did not refuse to suck a cock. Okay?
More times than not, you refused to suck a cock. And I get that's fine. I'm just saying that I have never experienced that before. Most girls love that. So
and I've never experienced a dude who
fucking
freaks out about it.
Well. First time for everything.
And then makes you feel like shit because that person doesn't want to do that.
See, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is another immature thing.
That I like getting my cock sucked?
No, not that. The fact that you make me feel horrible because I don't want to do that.
Well, that's my fault because I feel horrible that you don't want to do that for me. So then in turn, I have to project that horribleness back to you so that you can see how I'm feeling.
Amesby has a point. She says, the way you're talking now, Matt, sounds like you're belittling the relationship you had with Danny.
I wasn't.
And Chris says, agree.
By any means. How so?
Because you just doesn't seem like you care.
I was in it for as long as I could possibly be in it for. Until you started pushing me away and you started not wanting to fuck me anymore and you started making that shit weird.
Chris says...
Then, that's when I was like, well, this isn't going to end well, you know?
Chris
but
says,
I
think
change.
There's a blatant
disregard
for what is mutually important.
And what's that?
Us, together, our relationship, love.
But if you don't have... That's bullshit, dude. If you can't...
Or respecting
the relationship itself isn't
isn't the
you have
what's
to have
important.
Respect for one another.
If you're miserable,
if you
there's
don't
no
like
point
to do
in having
something. I'm going to respect the fact that you don't like to do something, and I'm not going to make you feel like shit about
even
it.
Even if it's my most favorite fucking thing in the world. Seriously, if it was a petty little dumb thing like not eating fucking tomatoes or some shit, sure. But this is like my favorite thing, dude.
But you can't make the other person feel like shit about it. You can't do that.
Well,
you gotta have some respect for
that.
That's
where
person.
It goes back to the mismatched libido. And that will always cause problems in relationships. That's what the thing said. And that's it's so crazy how like they laid it out like that. But people that match up have the longest lasting relationships. They still don't last forever, but they last the longest.
Cool.
Because sex is important, and the people that fuck more live longer. Which I should be fucking less, because I'm good with this whenever we're done here. Like, you know, right, Sean? You still with me?
I'm here. I'm just...
Are you still with me that this is just done whenever it's done?
Sorry, I was just captivated by what was happening. You have to give me a second to collect myself.
This is some deep, powerful shit here.
You know,
what's the cat think?
If it don't work, it don't work, I guess.
No, definitely. You think it's worth a try, though? If she thinks she can handle it, I definitely think it's worth a try.
I definitely say sometimes it's worth trying to hold on, but I don't agree with what you guys are doing.
Stop that, thank you.
Well, why?
Because I just don't think it'll work.
Well, that's fine.
I think
fine.
It's a bad idea, and it's just going to end
nobody thinks it'll work.
It's just going to end in pain and regret for
honestly,
both of you.
I don't
hopefully,
even think it's going to work, dude. Let's be honest here. But I think it's worth a try. And if
do
she
you
can
want
do
it to
it,
work?
Of course I want it to. Do I think it will? Fuck no. I think you're way too jealous. But if you can get past that, I think it can.
I think both of you would regret this on a
well,
immensely
we'll regret it,
deep
move on.
Level.
Add it to the fucking list then, right?
I guess.
I mean, come on.
I have lots of regrets in life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's one more? And especially, think of the great, awesome shit that if it does work. I think that outweighs the negative by way far, dude. Way far, bruh. Mm. To put it in smart surfer terms.
Yeah,
I just think
well,
that
sensitive home.
I'm not gonna deny the awesomeness factor.
Oh, I know.
It's pretty big. But.
It could be pretty awesome. Dude, if we make this work, do you have any idea what that means? Oh man, that's epic. So fucking
I'll have
epic.
A fucking stroke if that happens. If you guys make this work, it will shock me so bad I will have a fucking stroke.
It'll work for a while, and then shit'll probably.
Nah.
All right. Well, we're already at like an hour 22, and I just want to mention the Friday night DJ thing didn't go so hot at first. I get there, everything's there, right? I turn it all on and shit, and there's a bunch of old people there, whatever. Somebody comes up and asks for a song, and I haven't. This is before I turned anything on. I got there a little early just so I could get everything going. And they asked me to find a song, and I'm like, okay. Adam made playlists for me. All I had to do was hit the fucking auto mix button, and that was it.
Right.
I search for something, hit enter, the whole thing crashes. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. If oh,
did
man.
You have to call, dude?
No, there's no service up in Lost
God.
Creek where we were, which I kind of wanted to mention a couple things about, too. But the whole thing went down. I brought it back up. No fucking playlist. I have no idea where any of his music is. None of that shit. And I'm glad it happened then when I was, like, playing music. Like, if I would have searched for something, everything would have stopped. We saw what happened when that is the case.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I found this thing that just said recently played, and I was like, oh, what's that? And I clicked on it, and there was like about 4 hours worth of, you know, music videos, basically, but all new shit, I guess, whatever was recently played. So I just threw that in there and let it, you know, do its thing. I found a few albums that I guess someone else had given him that were just like right on the desktop.
Uh-huh.
So I like, you know, a little... They said to play some older music at first until these people leave, until the older crowd leaves, and then you can play all the fucking dumb shit, the pop.
Right.
So I'm throwing in some Skinner and some CCR, a little this, a little that. I find some Queen. I'm like, fuck yeah, I like Queen, dude. Killer Queen, fucking throw that in there. That song comes on, and holy shit, dude. I almost did get punched. Not super like that close, but... People were like, whoa. And I'm like, what? People don't like fucking Queen?
Right.
What's up with that? You know what it is.
Huh.
rednecks don't like Queen because apparently they think Freddie Mercury was a fag. I never met the guy, so I don't know. And that makes them feel very uncomfortable in their own sexuality and in their own skin. And they don't like that. And they get angry. So
hey, Chris is saying if don't play Matt Queen. Really cared for her, he wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah, Chris
just
shut his fucking mouth.
Everybody's saying that if you really love me, then...
Then
would
I wouldn't
no.
let it happen. I'm only letting it happen to see if she can. And if she does, then that's awesome. And if not, then whatever. What's the worst? You guys don't think that I should give her the benefit of the doubt? Then whatever. Open
they
your mind.
They think you're enabling me to hurt myself.
You think you'll hurt yourself?
Matt, are you being a fucking enabler?
I don't know. Hold on. Dude, this was her idea. No. Let's keep that in mind, shall we? This was your idea.
I know.
Okay. So... You didn't think I'd have it lined up like, all right, bisexual girl, check. We're ready to do it whenever you're ready. It's not like that, dude. I haven't even talked to her about this.
AMC
this
says,
is...
no, no, you are letting it happen so you can get pussy from two people.
Well, that's one of the plus sides, sure, but that's not the only reason. I would love to be with her and still, you know, be open to other things. Like... That's why.
It's really complex.
I'm the only dude that's ever want to fuck two chicks. God fucking damn it. I'm so sorry. I'm an asshole. I'm so sorry. Apparently, I'm also the only dude that likes getting his dick sucked. Sorry.
No, no.
No? Oh,
hold
not?
On now.
Oh, okay.
Fucking speak for yourself, but I like getting
so,
my dick
and I
sucked.
Do. I see. Don't get it twisted. I see that this is fucked up. I'm only doing this for one, so that she can see for herself. And for two, that if it does work, then that'll be a great fucking thing. The world needs more of that, I think. More love. More openness. None of this tied down to fucking one person and then fucking them up for a good solid 12 years and then expecting someone else to deal with that bullshit. I'm sick of dealing with all y'all's extra fucking crazy ass baggage that you guys are fucking these girls up doing. If you're going to stay with them for that long, then they're yours. Keep them. I don't want them. But, you know, if we can trade here and there and all get together and have a fucking party, then let's fucking party. That's all I'm saying.
It's going to be a while before we can party.
Well, that's fine. Okay. But at the hint, I will cut this off as soon as I see this going poorly. If I see you not able to fucking handle it like this, you can't be fucking tearing up and shit anymore. You have to be tough about this.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You can't be tearing up, and as soon as I see this going wrong, I will stop it. I will put an end to it, and that will be that.
You're going to have to give me a while, dude.
I will. I'm just saying, take the time you need. Just don't jump into something and then totally, like, have it go poorly, you know? Be prepared.
Like, jumping into what?
Like, if we're all going to go fucking hang out on the lake and fucking tan naked or some shit.
Why would I do that?
Well, I don't know, because it's fun. If we're going to go do exhibitionist shit, I will expect you to be fully ready, you know? I'm not going to go do that next week.
Anyway.
Public nudity stuff. Don't worry about it.
Why would I do that?
We'll teach you.
No.
Because it's fun.
I'm good, man.
Well, then that just won't... Okay.
I don't... Because I don't want to tan naked. It's not going to work. I have
no,
a lot of tattoos.
I'm not saying
they
that. I'm just
the
saying,
sun.
Then that's fine. We won't bring you. Okay.
Great.
And it's not totally naked, it's just topless.
Yeah, my tits burn, I'm good.
Well, we'll get you some pasties.
Just
some lotion.
Talk about, just what were you talking about?
That was that.
Well, guys, it's been interesting.
Oh, and then I was going to just say, like, I went outside to have a smoke towards the end of the night, and I guess the computer had crashed, and a fight broke out because of it. So, the DJ, even though he's just pushing buttons... I got much respect for that. To keep a laptop from crashing and shit, and knowing that if your shit crashes, there's going to be fights. Like, that's hardcore, man. That's way hardcore.
Just out of curiosity, how did you meet up with this chick, and how did it come to happen like that?
It just happened.
Well, no,
like
I mean,
I said,
like,
she listened to
this
show. You talk on Facebook here and there. We went falfin a couple times.
Did she just ask you to go out? And
no, we went falfin and shit. Like, just friends, like, hey, you like Falfin, I like Falfin, let's go fucking Falfin, it's beautiful.
And then, so then what? How did that...
And then, so one thing fucking leads to another, and...
Just a couple of days?
One day you're fucking.
Alright. Okay.
I don't know. How does anybody have sex with anybody else? I am having a hard time seeing that right now. Like, how do you guys fuck? I mean, when you meet a chick.
Yeah, Amesby, I already know who it is. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, let's just keep that between us for right now until I talk to her about this and see if she even wants... See, she may not even be into this. I haven't... She's kind of scared of you.
I would be, too.
Well...
I'm a very scary person.
But I assured her that nothing would happen to her.
You know what assuming does?
Because she is nice and you are nice.
You know what assuming
does? We don't
does?
Attack our listeners.
Makes an ass out of you and me.
Well, mostly you, but yeah, maybe a little me.
Yeah. Anyway.
I assured her. I didn't assume.
You probably shouldn't have assured her until you, like, talked to me or something.
Why?
Because what if I had found out from somebody else and I did flip shit and just beat her ass? I mean,
then
she would be like, "You promised me she wouldn't do this."
Well, no, because that wouldn't happen. That would never.
How
would
not that
happen.
Not happen?
You didn't make that promise, did you, Matt?
No, not exactly. No, I just told her. I was like, "It's cool. Nothing's gonna happen."
So what?
I will protect you, honey. It's okay.
just to reiterate, you guys have come to what
actually,
conclusion?
You
here?
Really want to know? She, I just let her borrow.
Excuse me.
Nine, so
yeah.
So
right.
So you guys have come.
Don't fuck with her because she will
will
shoot
you. Stop
you.
Talking over Sean.
This is important. Don't fuck with her because she
I
will shoot you.
I hate it when
you.
People talk over people.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, Sean.
Thank you. So you. You guys have come to what conclusion now? I hate to fucking drag this on. But
I'll just wrap it up right
can
now.
Can we just get
put
some of your final thoughts and
final
save
thoughts.
This for next
We're
going
to go back to the way it was in the beginning, and he's going to be my not boyfriend, and I'm going to be his not girlfriend.
And we're going
to
fuck other people and each other.
Right.
And hopefully one
and
day...
Everybody's going to live happily ever after.
And hopefully one day we will all fuck.
Oh, jeez.
Or at least hang out and go bowling or something. Since you don't like golfing and we don't like fishing.
I almost feel like we should make a documentary.
And no more
of
those
this.
Fucking ugly ass
well,
faces
because it
you
seems
make.
Like you guys already have so much in common.
Yeah, we're a fucking couple. We've been together for a fucking month now. Seriously?
What, dude?
Because I know that she doesn't like fishing. Jesus Christ.
You guys just like a bunch of shit together and it's like, damn.
That
man.
Happens once in a great fucking while. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. No more ugly faces. I only want to see beauty coming from your face from now. And Sean?
Yes, buddy?
Only beauty coming out of your mouth.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Don't worry about it.
Well, whatever.
Well, I got to tell you, the chat is not on my side with this.
Not really. I think there's only.
Nor will be most.
You know,
there's two guys in the chat going, "Matt, if you pull this off, you will be a god."
Shit.
But no, and I agree. I get where you guys are coming from. And yeah, it probably won't work, but I'm going to give it a fucking try, anyways. You know? It's all we can do is try.
You know, I'm kind of neutral, but at the same time, I think it's a. This is a horrible idea and a mistake that you both will regret down the road.
Well, I'm glad for your input, and I will consider that.
What else am I,
mark
what else
those
are we supposed
fucking
to
words.
Do? I still want him. He still, I think, wants me. So.
Sure.
Sure?
Sure. Absolutely. I want you. I want dinner.
Should
I
just
want my
cut
dick
and run?
Sucked. I want, I mean, if that's, seriously, if you feel
no,
like
I mean,
you should,
you
should.
Do you not?
Listen, you should. If you feel like you should, you should.
I don't feel like I should.
Well, there you go.
But if you feel like I should, then I will.
No, I feel like you should do what you think you need to do. And
do you want me is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
For sure.
For sure. I want you all. I want you.
Are you just doing this because you're a
crying.
Total whore?
No.
I mean, like, is that it?
I
you
could,
just want to
listen,
fuck chicks,
I could
dude.
Say, no, Dana. I'm in a relationship now, and I'm going to see where this goes. And have all the fucking threesomes that I want with her and any girls that she brings home because she's into chicks. I like you a lot still. I fucking love you still. And if you think that you can make this work, then I will fucking try it. But if you don't, then forget it.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So camping was awesome. Happy birthday, Adam. There were guns. There were four-wheelers, dirt bikes. That was awesome. Somebody brought a hand grenade. I have a video of the hand grenade. Not one of those green pineapple ones like the big can flip-up. It made a gigantic fucking water plume in the fucking river.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God, dude. It would have been so fucking loud if it wouldn't have dropped in the river. And we would have had to leave ASAP. But it went right in the water, and it hit. And, dude, the whole oh, it was amazing to see. AK-47s, triple shot, fucking do-do-do. Oh, automatics. Oh, God.
Those are semi-automatics.
When it goes do-do-do, and then when you switch it, it goes do-do-do-do-do-do until the thing is empty.
If you...
Anyway, there were guns, there was ammo. For Adam's birthday, everyone thought it would be funny to put Viagra in his drink. Keep in mind, this was a dudes-only camping trip. Most of the gentlemen I was with are married. And in fact, funny enough, all of them pretty much completely fucking miserable.
Wait.
But they love the misery more than they love being alone, or they have too much invested in it to leave. I found that very interesting. The whole weekend, or the whole day, night, morning that I was there for, all of them kept saying, oh man, this is so great, no wives, we can do whatever we want. It's like they got married and got their balls cut off. And I don't want that to happen. They are all cool fucking dudes. Like, I met a couple of them for the first time up there. But they just, the way they talk about their wives, and I'm not going to put anyone on blast and call any names out, but you guys are fucking miserable. And you see what I'm trying to make happen here. Like, that it's sad to see that you want to get away so bad from that person, yet you're so afraid to. Because you don't want to be alone. You know? And yeah, that sucks. Like, those guys had so much fun, and all the whole time they're like, man, this would never happen. We were making, like, fucking propane bombs and shit and shooting them with the fucking... Oh, it was so great. They're like, none of this shit would ever fly. Granted, being drunk and fucking with explosives, I would expect any wife to be like, maybe not a good idea, since you have to work in the morning. You can't right. work if you blow yourself up. But, you know,
not a good idea.
For the most part, they were just so, like, I don't know, so backlashed against their wives that they're like, you know, it was literally the old ball and chain routine. And that sucked. So, bunch of dudes, Adam goes for an ATV ride. Beautiful fucking ATVs, by the way. Like, 14-inch rims, like, kind of shiny like a car. This ATV sit as high as my truck does. Like, when you're sitting on it, you are level with my it's fucked up, dude. Big fucking thing. And, yeah, we didn't do much hiking. I mostly just kind of sat around and smoked and shot stuff. Rode the dirt bike a bunch.
Cool.
And, yeah, that was that. So they put Viagra in his drink while he was out on a ride. And they all thought that would be funny. And I'll tell you, no shortage of jokes about that's a stiff drink. That was one of my favorites. It's getting kind of hard. I like that. Anything that had to do with him getting hard on is quite amusing. And then, for his birthday, one of his good friends brought him a chick. And I tell you what, when that chick got to the campground around all those guys and they were all drinking, oh man, I felt bad for her. I felt bad, and everyone was, like, looking at her, like, you know, like in the old cartoons where they're on an island and, like they're hungry? Yeah, they look at you, and you turn into a drumstick, and you look at me, and I turn into a hot dog.
She just turned into a giant pussy.
Yeah, totally. And she was, like, starting to kind of feel weird about it, and she's drinking and shit. And I'm like, hey, you want to smoke? She's like, no. I'm like, all right. And I pass it to one of the other guys there. There's only a couple of us that smoked. There may be like three of us, I think, out of all 10.
Got lucky there.
Kinda. I didn't bring much weed, but it was good. And he takes a hit, and he goes to hand it to her. And she's like, no, I don't smoke. And he's like, come on. Peer pressured the fuck out of her. She took a hit.
Yeah.
She freaked the fuck out. This weed was so good. She ended up in the tent crying because she thought she was going to get gang banged. It was so It was so funny.
Did Adam not even get laid? Or?
Well, it didn't look like it at first, and I don't honestly, I don't know if it ended up happening, but you know, she sat in the tent for a while crying because of this weed, and it was so fucking funny. And then a couple guys went back to talk to her and was like, you know, these are all, like, pretty much Adam's best friends. Like, you're nothing's going to happen to you that you don't want to happen here. These are the best people that you could be around right now. And another guy, the dude that brought her, like, went there and talked to her. And, you know, like, 2 hours later, she came back. And then, yeah, he, like, took her on the four-wheeler and went up to the tent. But I don't know. I think he got sick from... If you take Viagra or your friends dose you with Viagra and you're drinking... like, he was taking shots of Fireball with another friend, like, pounding him back... I think all that liquor fucking affected with all the Viagra they crushed up and put in that shit, and it made him fucking sick. So I don't know if he got sick before he got a hard on or if he was puking on his hard dick. I don't know. But yeah. Huh. Didn't end okay. Well, I'm sure. So that was pretty awesome.
Well,
and
did he have a happy birthday?
Yeah, he did. He was with all of his best friends and none of their wives, their bitch fucking wives. Yeah, it was a party time.
I'm not going to grow up to be a bitch wife. I don't want to be talked about like
that. I know. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, man.
You are so popular in the chat right now.
What? Because I'm talking about my friends and how they hate their wives? I'm sorry. If you were there and that's your wife. But
that
seriously,
just sucks,
if you were there,
no,
you know.
I'm not talking about over that.
Oh.
That
we've
just
moved
sucks.
On.
I don't ever want to be like that.
I don't ever want you. Thank you. I don't ever want
my husband or whoever to be like, well, you know,
to
I want
cherish
to come
you,
with,
right?
Or like, yeah, like I don't.
You know how I get your husband to cherish you, girls? Anyway,
so we're at like an hour 40.
Yeah, I know. We're about done. And a Bulgarian kid made me a beat. So far, and it's pretty fucking cool. And I think me and Sean are gonna rap on it. So shout out to FG if he listens. Thank you for that fucking beat. And your $50 will be in the mail as soon as our listeners go to thejamhole.com and donate. Do that. So how's that? You feel better? I feel better.
I'm sure you do.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. Sean, anything else?
Thank you, sir.
Hey,
thank you.
Anytime, guys. Anytime you guys want to just, you know,
I feel
peer into the mind of a madman, just let me know.
I kind of feel a little bit better about what happened with me and my situation now.
That you didn't manipulate her like this?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, I'm not manipulating
her. You're saying that now. I'm not saying that.
I know. I know what you guys are thinking. I know what it looks like. This was her idea.
You're saying that.
And I'm willing to give her a chance. And at this hint of fucking trouble, I will put an end to it. But if she can handle it, she can handle it. This could be a really good thing. This could set precedents. Presidents and shit, you know?
Actually, I did manipulate her a little bit.
Of course you did. You know why? Because you're a man, and that's what men do. Sorry to say, we do it subconsciously. Sometimes we do it knowingly, but we do it. And that's how it goes. So, well, anything else before we get the fuck out?
No.
Are you still cooking me dinner and gonna stay here?
We'll see.
You still gonna stay the night?
We'll see.
Have sweet sex with me? How long has it been since you've had sex?
Since the last time we fucked.
Me and you?
Because I'm not a whore.
When's the last time I had sex?
Probably when you fucked what's-her-face.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys. Email us info@thejamhole.com. I'm curious to know your thoughts. Seriously, I want you to let this all digest and then take a minute, each one of you that thinks they got something to say in the chat, and send an email, and we'll take it into consideration. I will, at least. I won't just throw them away like other shows, unless they're really long. Then I will read them on the toilet like other shows.
Everyone's just going to send hate mail like they always
do. That's fine. I don't give a fuck. Send it. I'll forward it all to Sean. I don't care.
And everybody's going to say how stupid I am and how mean you are for taking advantage
of the
situation.
Well, then you know what? If we do make this happen, we'll just rub it in their face that much more. And if not, then y'all can have your I told you so and we'll fucking move on. So, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message for next episode. Hotbox tomorrow, Tuesday, 8 p.m. our time, hotboxpodcast.com/live. Of course, thejamhole.com/donate. Help us pay some bills. We appreciate it. And yeah, we'll see you Tuesday for the Hotbox, Wednesday for the Jam Hole, Friday for the Jam Hole. You going to be here Wednesday and Friday?
I'm going to try to be.
Fucking A. All right. Well, we'll see you guys then.
I will be.
Sean? You gonna be here?
Yep.
You ain't gonna miss this.
I'll be right here in the corner like usual.
You and everybody else.
Just watching.
Well, thank you for sitting through this hour 40 fucking mess.
Thank you for letting me come back.
Hey, thanks for coming back. And thanks for cooking me dinner tonight.
What?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.